Nothing, just an incident.
That's what you get when you don't leave the space.
I am stupid.
Get in there, Lewis.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Fan Behavior and F1 Podcast. I'm Zoe, back with Hannah.
Hey.
Hannah and I are not intentionally dressed in the merchandise of the DNF. I guess Joe also DNF'd.
Well, but the first
red DNF. Flag DNF boys.
Yeah.
Hannah's got her Enchante shirt on. Mm-hmm. I have my AA23 hoodie on. Thank you to them for sending us the wonderful merch.
Yeah,
sad nice. To have to rep it on this day.
Yeah, you know? It just worked out. And I did, I laughed because I actually almost put on my AA23 t-shirt, which is the same colorway as your sweatshirt. And well, I'm glad I didn't because
it worked out.
We show up matching all the time and we're just cohesive. That's what Tanya Rad would say, is that we're cohesive.
We're always cohesive.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't say always, but there's
I would
a
say
reason.
8 out of 10 times.
8 out of 10. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think we actually probably should ahead of Miami, we probably need to figure out like,
oh yeah,
sometimes like when we were in Austin, it was like, oh, this is kind of fun.
Yeah. Mary Kay and Ashley moment.
We're also like
30. Like when is it not appropriate? Like what's the age that you're not allowed to be cohesive with your friend?
We're going
to
be like 60 at like some race. We're going to be going to some race when we're retired. We're going to be like, we're matching.
I think it's fine.
Ashley.
I think it's okay.
But see, I think actually when you get to that age, it becomes okay again.
Yeah,
you know,
that's probably true.
Revert back to how you were when you were a child.
That's probably true.
Anyway, how was your week?
Week was good. I told Zoe before we started recording, I'm a clumsy person. I was going to say, I don't know what the opposite of clumsy is. Graceful, which my name means graceful one or something like that, but no. So I fell up the stairs this week with a glass of red wine in my hand, and there's carpet on those stairs. And so that was the valley of my week for sure that comes to mind. But other than that, you know, it was just
living
the same.
Life.
Yeah.
So we have a race to discuss this week.
You do. Well, how was your week?
Oh, it was fine. But nothing to report. Nothing too crazy. I'm deep in.
We live wild lives.
When this comes out, it'll have already happened. But I'm deep in college basketball, specifically women's college basketball.
Yeah.
It is excellent.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I feel like really, and maybe it's just we're all paying attention or more closely paying attention, but I really just feel like the last 12 months has just been like the year of the woman.
Yeah.
Like with Barbie, with like the Taylor Swift tour.
Totally.
Like people are actually putting respect on, you know, female athletes, women's sports, breaking records left and right.
Yeah.
Like it just... it feels good. And then you have Formula One, you know? Which
sure.
Is-
and I think it's interesting because we talked about it this week, but the conversation we had on the pod last week about my foe of the NASCAR driver who threw part of his car on another car and how a woman could literally never do that and have it be funny. It popped up a lot in women's college basketball this week,
as
it should have, because it's absurd.
It is absurd. And just, and I like...
sorry, she's passionate.
Let them talk smack. That's what I want to say. Like it's not like you have to be perfect.
Just let them live, man.
America's sweetheart. That's very like old school mentality of like, oh, the famous female athlete is the one that like is really pretty and really, you know, it's like the window is so so difficult for like a female athlete to break through because they have to have like that perfect combination of all the qualities.
Yeah.
But it's like, let's look at the men that are famous athletes. Like, you know.
Like I don't know what her name is. I'm not familiar with a lot of sports broadcasters, but she was just saying, we don't have a segment talking about when male athletes like have a moment because
it happens
all of the time. Like we wouldn't be able to have a segment because it happens in every game that exists.
Exactly. So anyway, good times to be had all around.
Also, one random sidebar about sports. Yeah. Did you see the French diver who fell during the opening ceremony of...
No.
Oh, bless him. Never mind.
Okay. I was also going to say on the sports train, I shared a story to our Instagram about Chelsea winning, and a lot of people didn't... I think a lot of new people were not aware of my Chelsea fandom. Mm-hmm. And it stirred up a lot of controversy.
Yeah, interesting.
And, well, I shouldn't
that's
say
how the Premier League is.
But like, you know, some people are like, oh my God, you're a Chelsea fan. Other people, oh my God, you're a Chelsea fan.
Yeah.
What does this mean going forward? You know, so I guess I need to come out and say, yeah, I am a Chelsea fan.
It is, and, in fact, on behind her right now.
Yeah. And they score. The reason why I post that, because they scored two goals in about the last 5 minutes of the game to win the game to beat Manchester United, which
was a big deal
for all involved. So anyway,
I did watch some of the Arsenal game yesterday.
Oh, good. Yeah, Hannah's an Arsenal fan. Yeah, in quotes.
If someone asks who I support in the Premier League, it's Arsenal.
We went through a whole thing last year. Trying to find Hannah's team, and I do think it is your team.
It is my team. I just don't
so much you can handle.
100%. I just don't partake.
Right. So if that's a problem for you guys in terms of our allegiance, then you know
we still love you.
Apologies here, and also don't feel you. It shouldn't be, because, well, I guess maybe in the case of Arsenal, they could win the title this year, but Chelsea sucks this year. So you know, it's like there's no need to be upset.
Yeah, no big deal.
Okay, let's get into some of the news and stuff that happened before the race weekend, shall we?
Okay, please.
So I think, you know, people did message us that we have some sort of psychic power. I don't think we actually do, but Lewis being on the cover of GQ, people were like, you know, you guys. Now, really what we should be talking about is, why was it Yuki on a magazine cover? Mm-hmm. And I think it's just like complete and total disrespect. Not only was it his home race, but he's been serving the looks.
Yeah. Like, now I will say, the cycle of a magazine, he maybe wasn't serving looks soon enough, mm-hmm. you know, to be on a cover that aligned with Suzuka.
Sure. That's true.
But the year isn't over.
The year
is not over. There is still time.
And I would just urge all involved in Japan who maybe own a I'm sure we have many magazine owners who listen to
totally.
Our podcast.
Owners, editors, photographers.
Just, you know, if you're in that
pitch
meeting, who do we want on the cover this month? I think we can just throw out his name and get it going. Because as we'll talk about, he really is a hometown hero and deserves that kind of recognition. But Lewis on the cover of GQ.
Slade.
I did want to highlight one particular part that I thought was just very apropos, as people would say. He talked a lot about, you know, fashion. He talked a lot about wanting to be in movies. He loved Adam Driver's Ferrari.
Yeah.
So like, you know, game recognizes game. But then the interviewer asked him, what's the thing you're most surprised hasn't evolved further during your time in Formula One?
And he said,
quote, we still need more women in the sport and to fight to make sure that there are more and more women to put out at the front in view for young women and girls to be able to see that this is a place for women. Close quote.
Claps.
Thank you, Lewis Hamilton, for just continuing to walk the walk, talk the talk.
Hashtag ally.
Hashtag ally. I literally wrote Lewis on GQ, .. ally.
Same.
As we've discussed, you know, earlier this week, I'm very good at just writing down.
Yeah.
just very pointed notes, just, you know, it's just
in the corner.
Another, I think, equally important thing to discuss is Charles Leclerc's choice of pants.
Yes.
In Japan. Now, I have
no anywhere.
But specifically, yes, highlighting the one.
Playing Dance Dance Revolution.
And, okay, so literally people were like, what's going on? What's happening here? And I was like, and I didn't say this out loud.
I didn't go outside and say this. I said this indoors.
I said, this is exactly when people are like, why do you love Charles Leclerc, whatever, like, this is why.
Unapologetic.
Because he wears weird ass pants playing Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah,
no one else would ever, like, think of any other driver on the grid.
Mm-hmm.
No one's doing, maybe Yuki,
yeah, but no, maybe Pierre.
But I don't know that he would, the pants certainly. Would you do Dance Dance Revolution?
Oh, no.
I don't, you know, it's the combination.
Sorry, I didn't know we were talking about the full package.
It's the combination of the two things. And that is why he could never, like, I don't know. It just, I love it. I would love to see a closet tour of the pants.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Did you see James Coker's reel that he did with, it really did match up every song. Yes. And that's when I remembered that Dance Dance Revolution is simply hopping on squares that light up.
Right. I mean, it's just like a beat. It's just a beat thing. So it can light up with everything. But
yeah, again, the pant game is so unique.
So unique. He wore them also to the track. Mm-hmm. And so
it does look like he took a star-shaped sponge and just like made his own. And what's wild is that he spent probably over $1,000 on pants were, but said pants.
Yeah, exactly.
There was also a video I saw, and it was just like a fan video of him. I think he was in Monaco, like getting in his car. And it was so weird because I didn't realize, I mean, once he opened the door. Yeah, but his girlfriend was on the other side and she just like popped out of nowhere.
I know.
But I think, and then I realized, I was like, oh, she was grabbing the handle to open the door and he just hadn't unlocked it.
But it was weird because you didn't see her approach the car. It was like, she was just boom there.
Yeah. It was just like, did she just appear? Like, I know. Or maybe she came from the back. I don't know. It was just funny, but I'm glad you said that.
Kind of interesting that she, I think they went to Bali after Australia, like they're in Bali before they went to Japan, but I don't think she's been to any of the races this year.
Yeah, I guess
I don't really know. I mean, we don't know. I mean, obviously we don't know. We don't have like a direct line to her to be like, why aren't you at these races? But yeah. I wonder why.
Maybe I also didn't realize that his ice cream shop is called Lick, which like when I just looked at it, I think I was maybe listening to TG1F or someone that said it out loud. Cause I was like, Lick, what? Like LEC, it doesn't make sense. And then I was like, no, you say LeClaire. Anyway. Lick.
Yep. See, he's a genius.
Well, he didn't come up with it.
He is a genius. No,
I can't wait for the promo shots though of him promoting an ice cream shop.
100%.
I can't. The pants. Wonder what they'll look like.
Hopefully, he has pants with ice cream cones.
Yeah, or they're like painted like a Neapolitan ice cream.
That's
gallon.
Cool. That's cool.
It's actually horrible, but it would go with the branding he currently has.
He would wear it.
Yeah, he would.
No, in all seriousness, about Charlotte Claire. The special helmet he wore in honor of Jules, who obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously, maybe people don't know that he, his godfather had an accident at Suzuka I think it was the 10-year anniversary, right? Which unfortunately he passed away following the accident. And so to honor him, he had a really cool helmet, which, you know, I feel like people talk about how like, Charles is like doing what Jules never could do and like whatever, which I mean we'll get into his race weekend, but loved the helmet, thought it was very sweet. And
I'm glad that the weather was nicer in Suzuka this
not
time.
Raining and scary. I was thinking about that what was it, 2022 race. Yeah, that was
stressful,
bleak as hell,
really scary.
It also came out, and this is maybe part of a larger conversation, but I guess I'll bring it up now, but I'm sure we'll get to it down the road. It was announced. So obviously we know that in Australia, Alex destroys his chassis. Then he drives Logan's car. I was like, what was that? It feels like it was a long time ago.
It does.
It was Australia, right?
Yeah, it was. But there was a week in between.
I know. Yeah. And then they decide. So then they bring the repaired chassis back for Japan. But they say that Logan's going to be driving the repaired chassis. And Alex is just going to stick with the one that he drove in Australia, which was previously Logan's.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, people were like, what the?
What's going on?
The disrespect is like crazy. Now, to be fair, I guess, to Williams, it does take, they have to like remove a lot of parts to then put back and forth. So to probably eliminate a lot of the back and forth, they were like, let's just keep it how it is. Mm-hmm. But it is kind of like, okay, so he gets like the patched up one. Yeah. And even though he did nothing to like get this, it's just, and I have a whole thing about Williams and just what's going on there. But I don't feel like they've started out PR wise on the best foot, and not really like, it's not like terrible. It's just optically things look a little off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. The messaging feels much different than the end of last season,
right, exactly.
Where we're backing Logan and
all for one, one for all.
Yeah. And it's hard. Cause it's not that they're not doing that. It's just that like, he's not getting chosen. He's getting picked last in the dodgeball game, you know?
100%. He is Meredith Grey going, pick me, choose me, love me.
And they're saying, sorry.
They're choosing Addison.
Yeah.
You know? I liked Addison.
I liked her fine, but not
not more than Meredith.
No.
Right. But yeah, we'll get more into their weekend later on. And then I just want to end on Oscar continuing to bring the jokes.
Yeah.
So he and Esteban did their little car toy racing thing or whatever.
Car toy racing.
I don't know. Also, I was like, where's Lewis? Because he loves to do, like, they kind of ignored him. But
well, maybe he said no.
Maybe, but he did it with Esteban before. Like, I feel like he's always down to...
Maybe he was booked and busy.
He totally. Guys, I'm booked and I'm busy.
Yeah.
Call back later.
Look at me defending Lewis. We'll get into that later.
I'm not like accusing him of anything. I'm just curious why he wasn't there.
No, I know. But
anyway, Alpine shared a photo of said thing, you know, interaction with Esteban and Oscar. And then Oscar commented and said, like, Alpine posted this with my permission.
It's so brilliant.
I love him so much.
It's just
also
so
happy
good.
Birthday, Oscar.
He's yeah, HPD.
Birthday. I think he's 23 now. Because we had this conversation: who's older, mm-hmm. Oscar or Logan? I love him. I think he's so funny.
Yeah,
he's just he posted like a series of pictures too of him on his birthday with his cakes, various cakes, which I also appreciated.
And we love various cakes.
Totally. And like as a kid, when you have your, I want this type of cake, you know, I don't know. Some people maybe just got a generic cake, but I was very particular about,
you know. Did you get pictures on them and stuff?
100%. I had Mia Hamm on my cake.
Oh yeah. We've talked about this.
When I was like in second grade.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I remember so distinctly. I had a birthday cake with Britney Spears on it. It was her Oops, I Did It Again cover. Mm-hmm. And it was like my bowling alley birthday party. I feel like most people had one of those.
I never did.
Okay. So a lot of people, just not Zoe. And I demanded that I have her face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it was like the largest piece of, it was just dumb.
Yeah. Or I think I actually, I was just looking over the, or last weekend, I was looking in at some old, like family photo album things. And it was that particular birthday. And I think I made everyone eat around the face, and then we could keep the face, like, so make that last like
longer.
I don't know. Like, we have to honor this queen,
yeah,
but not eat her face.
Absolutely.
Let us know if you had anyone.
Yeah, please do. Those are always so much fun.
About, like, if you were a kid now, who you would like? I was thinking about, because obviously, yeah, I said like I've been into college basketball, and I'm like Caitlin Clark for me.
I would have been
obsessed with her because I also play basketball as a kid, and like she would have been like my idol. I would have been obsessed, and I would have probably been her for Halloween. Like I was Mia Hamm for Halloween. I would have had her on my birthday cake.
Yeah,
but I was trying to think of other like icon, like who I guess maybe I would have been obsessed with Taylor Swift. I don't know. I was trying to think of other people.
I feel like if I would have been younger when One Direction was a thing, if I was young and a Formula One fan, probably Lando.
Oh yeah, I mean, I would have definitely had a Formula One birthday.
Oh, that for
would
have
been
sure.
So fun.
Yeah,
damn,
that's not too
still,
late.
I know we could still do that, but like totally, totally.
Yeah,
I would have had. I mean, yeah, I guess I wouldn't have been like seven and been like put Daniel Ricciardo on my birthday cake.
Yeah,
maybe I would have.
I probably would have.
I don't know. I would have probably been more like Lando or Oscar or whoever.
Yeah, Yuki. Aaron Carter was on my birthday cake once.
Oh, really?
I would just like take my the album, like the inserts from CDs, and whatever I was into that year would be on
That's
my
so
birthday
funny.
Cake.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who like the kids are obsessed with,
like TikTokers. I think.
I mean, like 7-year-olds, like Olivia Rodrigo,
maybe. But I think I really do think a lot of it is like YouTubers, and stuff
maybe
now.
Yeah,
or
I
like.
Guess.
The Power Rangers.
There's no like young. I mean, I guess
they really have
like
it bad.
Olivia Rodrigo or like Billie Eilish or something. But
they don't have what we had, and it makes me sad for them.
I mean, they do. They do in some ways.
They don't have a Justin Bieber.
They don't have a Justin Bieber. Yeah, correct. Not right now. Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Like, and sorry, this is off tangent or whatever. But you know, like all the albums we've been getting, like Ariana Grande, Kacey Musgraves, Beyonce, we're getting Taylor Swift, we're getting Dua Lipa. I'm like, the girls are bringing it week in, week, just music. I'm like, where are the dudes?
I don't know.
They're non-existent. And then I was thinking about, like, there's just not a lot of, like, male pop stars out there.
No, I mean, I guess Justin's album just dropped, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Well, that just...
No, it did. But I mean, like,
yeah,
the young,
yeah,
20-something-year-olds. There's just not.
But I don't even know who those people are. It's like Zach Bryan now, and like Morgan Wallen. Yeah, it's weird.
There's like no pop star.
I know.
Anyway, I don't know how we got on there. Oh, because of birthday cakes.
Please let us know in the YouTube comments or, you know, DMs. And if you have photographic evidence of the cakes you had for inspo.
I can try to find mine and I'll share a picture. Not that anyone actually cares.
I do.
Okay, so on to the race weekend. So we had just a couple of things. There were two Japanese drivers on the grid for FP1, Ayumu Iwasa, who's in the Red Bull Junior. I actually don't know. He was in F2 last year. I don't know if he's in F2 currently. I think he is. He and Yuki both, you know, they have to give up. And actually, somebody asked this, so I can answer this now. But people were asking if every driver has to give up their seat during the season for a young driver. And yes, mm-hmm. they do for at least one FP1 session. All teams have to have somebody. It's typically a driver in their academy program, to give them hours in the car, whatnot. But it was the first time that two Japanese drivers have been on the grid at the same time in like a very long time. Mm-hmm. So obviously, fun for the Japanese fans.
Yeah,
bad for Daniel, and just continued to be a. But he didn't get to do FP1, and then it rained basically all of FP2, so he didn't get any. He got like 5 laps on inters on FP2. So like by the time.
Nailed it this weekend.
Yeah, nailed it. Crushed it. Obviously not anyone's fault, but like not the best time for that to happen for him. But the biggest thing that happened in practice that I wanted to talk about was that Logan crashed in FP1.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Logan Sorry, crashed. Guys. I don't watch practice.
No, it's okay.
It's one of my flaws.
A lot of people don't watch practice. Logan crashed in FP1.
In the broken chassis.
In the broken chassis. And they were basically like, he like took the curb kind of weird. Anyway, he kind of spun out, hit the wall or hit the, not the wall, but like the barrier thingy. And it didn't destroy the chassis, obviously, because he still raced, but he did not get to do FP2, which ended up being fine because most people didn't actually run in FP2 because they had to fix the car. And it was just like, oh my God. Like, you know, and this is what we said before with like the decision to put Alex in Logan's car. Like, I think he's just
lost
his confidence. Like, I know. Just, you know, and then now, and this is true, like, and every time he's going to get in the car, it's going to be like, don't crash the car.
Yeah, don't mess it. Like, just so in his head.
Yeah, I do think they're going to, I think that I've read that they are going to have a spare chassis for China. So
they've learned their lesson.
It's taken them a while and they're going to need it because, again, more destruction down the road.
Potentially.
No, I mean, there was with Alex.
Oh, right.
But I just was like, God. And like, I find myself now like really rooting for Logan. Mm-hmm. I want him to do well. I feel bad for him. I like, it's just, it's not been going so well for him. Okay, let's get to qualifying.
Okay.
So actually I have my own little story about the experience for myself.
Oh yeah.
So qualifying was on at 1 a.m., I think, mm-hmm. for us here in the States. And I wasn't planning to stay up for it. I was like, I'll just get up in the morning and watch it because I can't stay up till 1 a.m. to watch qualifying. So I fell asleep at like 11:30, 11:45. I literally...
So weird.
...shoot awake at 1:30-ish. Like, almost like... I don't know if anyone else has experienced this, but like when you almost are like fully awake...
Mm-hmm.
But you've only slept for a couple hours. You're like, how is this even possible? And why am I like totally awake? Yeah, I guess so. And I look and I see it's 1:30. I'm like, okay, well, I might as well just turn on qualifying. I literally turn it on and it's Q2 and I see Daniel's P10. And literally as I turn it on, Yuki bumps Daniel out. And I'm like, okay.
It's weird. It's like someone in the universe wanted you to see it in real time.
Wanted me to, like, you need to be upset.
Yeah.
And obviously, I love Yuki. It's great. I mean, it's not like I'm, you know, super, but I was just like, wow, okay, that was funny.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. But then, and then I ended up watching the rest of it. So, yeah, Daniel, like, I think half a tenth, like 0.05 seconds away from getting into Q3, which would have been nice for him, just like morale boost
totally.
To not only out-qualify Yuki, but get into Q3. Like, mm-hmm. that would have been great. But I do think silver lining for him is he was very close. Like, yeah. so many of the other qualifying sessions he's had, like, he's just, like, not done well. And right. for him to be, like, at least
yeah.
close, I think that's a win. That's his only win of the week.
Yeah.
Lance. So Aston Martin brought a bunch of upgrades this week. And everyone was like, oh, okay, they're going to do well. Lance qualifies P16. He gets out in Q1. Fernando qualifies P5. Mm-hmm. And I just have to say, apparently, this is crazy. Yuki has out-qualified Lance every single qualifying session this season. I think that's true. I actually could be wrong about Bahrain. So someone might, you can tell me if I'm wrong. But I once again asking for Fernando and Yuki to be teammates at Aston Martin. It's yeah. never going to happen.
Never say never. Justin never told say us never. That.
And like the Aston or the Honda thing does provide a, you know, that.
Well, provides an opportunity potentially for Yuki to be at Aston Martin.
Yeah. Well,
it's just
I did,
so curious.
I did read that Fernando's leaning towards re-signing with Aston Martin.
Right.
And he did say, he was like, well, we're doing better than, like, because someone asked him about the Mercedes seat and like if he wants to go there. And he's like, well,
no,
we're doing better than them, mm-hmm. like Aston Martin. So like, why would I want to go to Mercedes, which is like a bit of a dig. So I think it's likely that it's going to be Aston or it's going to be Fernando and Lance. But I mean, I don't know. I'm just like,
yeah. my opinion on that will never change,
which is.
Why are you in the seat?
Lance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But I know the answer. And
I know, that's what I'm saying. But it just sucks because it's never going to happen. But I would love to see it. And I also think for Yuki's sake, Yuki is never, I mean, unfortunately, and we said this last week, does he deserve a chance to get into the Rebel? I think he does. And mm-hmm. I think if he was a different person with the results he was getting, he would be looked into. But I don't think it's ever going to happen. I think he's in like purgatory.
Yeah.
He's like stuck in this RB hell. Not yeah. hell. It's not bad. It's been good for him. But I don't. It's either this or it's like no one else gives him the respect he deserves. Mm-hmm. No other team is going to, I don't think, hire him or like get him for their team. Yeah. So it's like he either stays at RB or he's out of F1. That's my view on yeah. the situation. Which I don't think is fair.
I don't think so either.
I brought this up on social media and I just want to like highlight it. And listen, like, are we people to continuously or to frequently highlight Esteban on this podcast? Like, Mm-mm. we don't typically do that. Not because we hate Esteban. It's just he's not someone we pay particular attention to.
No, he's not on the radar.
As much, right. But I do have to just say, Esteban has outqualified Pierre mm-hmm. every single race this year. He has outperformed it. Now, a lot of people have said, well, Pierre has had issues with his car, which is true.
But it doesn't matter. Facts are facts.
Yeah. And listen, if we were going to do that game, we could do that for everybody. Daniel. Yeah. We could do that for all the other people who have all these different reasons for why they're not outqualifying their teammate. And I just think it's interesting how we don't talk about the fact that Esteban is just very quietly dominating him yeah. this year. But if it was different, if it was two different people, people would be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I just want to give Esteban his flowers. Yeah. I know Alpine's really not been good this year.
And
but
I feel like that's probably part of why it's not right. being talked about
totally.
For sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, he still
it's not like
deserves the...
It's not like he's getting into Q3 or it's not like he's, you know, getting... He hasn't gotten points, so people are less likely to notice it. But mm-hmm. I think he's done super well and people don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Charles Leclerc mm-hmm. qualified P8. And I'm just like, what's going on?
I don't know. But I think the storyline's going to be the same this week.
Oh, you mean...
Should they have really gotten rid of Carlos? Like, yeah.
Yeah. I once again, I would love to know why I continuously... I didn't make the wrong choice in choosing to support Charles Leclerc. But I'd like a win somewhere. I take a literal win. But like with the drivers that I am a fan of, like I just would like... someone to
a little bit of joy
throw me a bone mm-hmm. like come on
I
people,
understand
you know and our
at least
friend,
he wore the pants
yeah Yeah.
You might just have to take off track victories instead.
I'm done with off track victories. I am done. I don't need another magazine cover. I don't need another funny video. I don't need, you
know. I know, but you might just have to settle for
someone
that.
Someone sent me, do you know the account Sunday Scaries?
Yeah.
Daniel was in it this week, mm-hmm. and someone sent it to me, and they're like, you know, oh my God, he's in Sunday Scaries. I don't care. Like,
but you do.
No, I don't. Like, I don't care.
You would rather Victor on the track than him be a part of Sunday Scaries, but it's fun that he's a part of Sunday Scaries.
I guess my point is just like, I don't, it doesn't move when the needle for me at all, you know? It's fun, but it's not worth it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Our friend Erin, she was asking me how I felt about the race, and she was like, I wish you loved Carlos still. And I was like, it's not that I mean, again, I don't dislike Carlos. I feel like I always need to say that just to, like, you know, make sure people know. But do you think I want to be in this position?
No.
No, I would give literally anything. I'd cut off my right pinky toe.
Don't be so serious.
To support the correct, quote unquote, correct choice. Like, you know, the person that continuously wins, the person that continuously
does. It's just a shame you aren't born into it, because it seems like when you're born into it, it just, like, works for you.
I know.
Eventually. And that's the thing. Eventually, maybe in a couple of years, it's Ferrari's going to do what Red Bull's doing, and you're just going to win all the time.
Here's what I'm saying, though. Let's talk at the end of... Sure. By the end of this season, could Charles Leclerc have won a race, and Daniel's been on the podium, and Lewis has won a race? You know,
can certainly dream.
Sure, that could happen. Is it likely? No. And I just want to say, I don't want to be the way that I am.
I understand.
I don't choose this life. This life has chosen me.
I know.
And
I feel for you.
Thank you.
Now, I do have a question. Next year, when your two faves are together, are you just going to be excited about the team's wins? Or are you going to, if Lewis is doing better than Charles, will that stress you out?
Question.
You don't know yet?
No. I've actually thought about this. I've thought about who I would prefer to win a championship.
Okay.
If that was the case, if they were in contention for a championship. And I think ultimately I would want Charles to win. Charles is my choice. Like, if I were to rank, Charles Leclerc is my favorite, like, overall driver. Mm-hmm. If you're like, who's, if someone said to me, if a person came up to me and was like, who's your favorite F1 driver? I would say Charles Leclerc.
Okay.
So ultimately I want Charles Leclerc to do well, and that's who I choose. I think I'm hoping to look at it as like a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
That even if Charles doesn't succeed or he has an issue, it's like, well, at least Lewis.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll wait and see.
Yeah.
We'll wait and see. Great qualifying by Yuki to get into Q3 again.
Also, his family was so proud. I feel like I've never seen them before.
You haven't?
I probably have, but I didn't
his
like
parents
process
come to
it.
A few races. Actually, so there's cute. A cute photo. A few, maybe it was last season.
Is that his sister?
Yeah, he has a younger sister.
Okay, I didn't realize he had siblings.
But there's a cute photo of Yuki's parents and Pierre's parents together.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. And of course, Yuki's dad has a lot of swag. He's wearing like a very like a mint colored jacket. Got a great head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
So
cute.
I would love to know just like what, I mean, of course they love their son, but like, Yuki is such a unique Japanese person. Like,
totally.
He's just so different than your traditional Japanese person.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just love to know like what they think of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably that he's crazy, but that they love him anyway.
Right.
Just like us.
Exactly.
I'm sure it's the same love that his parents have for him.
You're crazy.
The love that two strangers have for him.
You're crazy, but we love you.
Keep on keeping on. I also thought at one point, like, I can't remember if it was during qualifying or I think it was during qualifying, like right when Yuki beat out Daniel, they like cut to Liam. And you're just like, man. I think I just saw in his eyes like he's being a real champ, but he was just like, dude, guys, I can do better than that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's tough.
Yeah. I did read that in F1, and we talked about this before, but F1 reported this, that Liam has been like guaranteed a seat for next year.
So curious.
Which we like knew
that
basically.
It just poses lots of questions.
Poses lots of questions. But so I think if you're a Liam supporter, like you're gonna get
your time in the sun.
Yeah, you're gonna be fine. Okay, to the race. So, I should also speak about my race watching experience. So
did you end up watching last night?
I'll tell you.
Okay. Obviously, sorry. I can't tell you how often I do that.
So I texted Hannah. I was very probably because of my I jumped awake the night before with qualifying, and then I woke up kind of early, and so I didn't sleep super well the night before. So I was so tired by 10 p.m. I was like, I think I gotta call it a night and go to bed, and I'll wake up in the morning and watch it. And I texted you. I was like, I don't think I can watch it. So I end up falling asleep at and my thought process was I might end up just waking up in the middle of the night, or around the time that the race is on, and then I can at least watch it then. But I might as well get a few hours of sleep in anyway.
Yeah.
I'm already going to get up to watch it.
Yeah. You know? Take a nap.
Exactly. So went to bed around 10:30, super early, and then woke up at 1:30. And the race for us started at 12, was supposed to. So I was like, oh, I could, I guess I'll just turn it on and just see who won. I figured it was by the end of the race. And I started from the beginning. And I can't remember exactly how it was presented to us, but I think Crofty goes there's Alex and an RB in the wall. And I immediately was like, it's Daniel.
Yeah. I knew instantly.
I was there's literally no way it's not him. No. Not even a shadow of a doubt that it was Yuki.
Never once did I think it was Yuki.
No.
And I would have been shocked if it was Yuki.
Mostly actually. It was because I knew that Alex was Daniel was closer to Alex in the starting order than Yuki was. And then it was Daniel Ricciardo. And I was just okay. This is good.
Yeah.
This is super
off to a swimming good. Start.
I feel awesome about all of this. And then there, became the whole debate of whose fault was it? You guys, it was
simply an incident.
I wrote seemed just like an incident on the race. Mm-hmm. And it was confirmed. The stewards and everything said basically Daniel had Lance to his left, and it was a left-hander. So he looks over at Lance to make sure he's not getting into his space, sees that he has space, and he veers over onto the racing line, but he doesn't see Alex, who's coming up behind him. Alex kind of clips his back wheel. They both go tumbling into the wall. Mm-hmm. And Daniel said, so I guess everyone in front of Daniel and Yuki started on mediums, but everyone behind them were all on softs. And Daniel and Yuki both started off on mediums, and they both got swallowed up at the start. They both lost positions. Mm-hmm. Yuki was also didn't have a good start. And so they were struggling for traction, grip, and they were kind of getting it wasn't the best choice. If I think, and actually in the race restart, Yuki started back on softs. So probably not the best call by RB to start them off on the medium tires. And I'm not saying it wouldn't have happened if he was on softs, but maybe so.
Yeah.
But yeah, just,
big bummer.
A big bummer. And it just, every driver you can look at and be like, oh, this happened to them, and this happened to them, and this happened to them. And, there's always things that go on. But it really does feel like he just can't catch a break.
I know. Him and Charles.
He can't get any sort of momentum and continuous, one thing might go well for him and then it's bad. And then the next thing. And
it's tough.
It's been tough for him. Really, really, really tough for him. But these things happen. Lap one incidents. So anyway, okay. This is an off track thing, but did you see Lance during the red flag?
No.
Sitting in the garage?
No. I fast forwarded it through it because I watched it this morning.
I recommend giving that a look.
Okay.
It might change your feelings about Lance a little bit.
In a positive way?
In a positive way.
Okay. Do you want to give me any sort of understanding?
Well, I'll see if I can find it.
Oh.
And I can show you the image. He just looked
good. Hot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I've seen him look hot before.
I know. But
did you hear his radio towards the end of the race?
We'll get to that. We will get to that. Don't you worry. Here, I'll show you this.
Also, while we're doing this part, because this is not really that big of a deal. Yeah, I mean, he definitely has moments. I'm digging the length of his hair
right
now.
Yeah, it's a good length.
Yeah. I think someone in the fan amp chat was talking about that, that the length of his hair is looks like good. A lot of guys need a haircut right now, but his is working for him.
Yep.
But the, is it the tearaways? Is that what they're mm-hmm. called? I literally watched George rip one off his helmet and just throw it in there. And I'm like, George, you would be the first one to raise hell if one of those got stuck in your car somewhere.
They do it all the time.
Well, cut it out.
Don't give a shit.
It's terrible for the environment and it's terrible for all of your cars.
They all get stuck in there.
Treat people the way you want to be treated and just stick it on your lap or something. I mean,
you should have a little trash can.
It's sticky. Can't you just put it on the inside of your car somewhere?
I don't know.
Like, it feels really distracting to throw it out. Anyway. So Lance looked hot today.
Yeah, so that was good for him. So then you have the restart. And I was also happy I didn't stay up because I would have had to then deal with that. Right.
You could just
red flag.
Fast forward a little bit.
Who gives a fuck? Keep on, you know. And then, of course, the cameraman. Again, there's like a shot of Daniel looking at the screen and then they pan out. Liam's right behind Daniel.
Yeah. He's always over his shoulder.
Alpine had a bit of damage at the restart. I think mm-hmm. Pierre kind of ran into Esteban. Just another day, another fail.
Team on, team crime.
The Sauber pit stops continue to just be
mm-hmm. awful.
Awful. Not as bad as, like, not a minute long bad like they right. once were, but still just like
not
that,
McLaren
those
good.
1 second, 2 seconds extra that it takes them, that like makes a massive difference mm-hmm. in the race and their positioning, and they're just like not helping themselves
they're
at
really
all.
Not it's bad.
Joe obviously DNF'd. He's had a rough go of
he
it
really
too.
Has I hope it's his it's, home race is better for him.
Yeah, cover magazine cover off track wins
Vogue China.
Yeah, exactly. It does feel like right now in this season, it feels like the drivers or the teams who like are having a tough time are just like continuously having a tough time mm-hmm. and the drivers and teams that are doing well
just like
are
keep
like
on,
doing
on.
Well yeah. it does feel like there's very consistent storylines of like very specific people and teams.
Yeah, like, oh, we sucked again, or yes. oh, yep, we keep getting yes. better. Yeah,
right, exactly. It's kind of strange how that keeps happening.
I know. It's lame.
Did you catch Lewis offering to let George buy?
Yeah.
What?
Don't know.
That was weird.
I know.
I was like, excusez-moi?
Pardon me?
Did I hear that correctly? I mean, I guess playing the team game, but I was
unexpected.
I don't know that any driver, well, I mean, he did do it, but like, I would never expect any driver to
offer
to let a driver.
Yeah,
through.
I mean, maybe he just knew he was in a bad spot.
Yeah.
And like,
I'm in a bad spot, guys.
And maybe for him mentally, it's better to offer if he feels like he's going to be asked to do it rather than be told to do it. I could see that being a game he plays.
Speaking of Charles Leclerc, well, we weren't speaking of him, but
we
kind of have been. He had a really strong race. He did a one stop, whereas other drivers, most everyone else did two stop and got himself from P8 to P4. Mm-hmm. Driver of the day. He, you know, there was a lot of talk about a lot of people upset. And again, the internet is a terrible place,
yeah,
but people mad about Carlos passing Charles Leclerc for the final podium spot.
That's you how guys. It works, guys. It's called racing. And yeah. Ferrari didn't tell him no.
Charles was on. He like Carlos definitely had the tire advantage. Charles had a one stop race for him to go from P8 to P4 on a track that's not the best for overtaking. He did a really good job, and I think, you know, is Carlos having more of the, as we said, momentum, all that stuff? Yeah, but 20 races to go.
Yeah,
we have to maintain our composure. We all do.
Yeah.
Strong race by Checo, has to be said. Qualified very well. Do you remember this was the race last year where Checo had like the terrible weekend? He DNF'd twice. It was the race where he went back out.
Yes.
So that they wouldn't have to have the penalty the following week. Like it was a terrible weekend for him. And he's, you know, did very well, got on the podium. And I think I'm curious what other people think and how you feel about it, but I think he's going to keep his seat.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, I guess. I just don't know what like the other options really are.
Right. And I mean, I do feel like it might be slightly too soon and they might come to regret the decision mm-hmm. to keep him ultimately. But yeah, I don't know.
Because, you know, Alex's interview when he was talking about what it was like for him driving at Red Bull that came out fairly recently, and he was talking about like at the beginning of the season it's okay, but as you progress through the season it gets harder and harder to drive the car because of the setup that Max prefers. And sometimes I just wonder if like when we see Checo doing really well at the beginning of the year and he starts to kind of taper off, if that's part of like issues.
For sure.
And so again, it's kind of that thing where we're a few races in and we're at the beginning of the season, Checo's doing well, and like will that taper off? I don't know.
Totally.
I also just want to say, I think Yuki's been listening to us, because did you hear how complimentary he was after his pit stop?
I was going to bring up that pit stop. That was like crazy. Like that four cars like all came in at one time and RB did it fast and furious and got out there. And that was probably the reason that, I mean, we don't know for sure, but I have to imagine that that was the reason he was able to get a point, because he came out in the front and then, you know, didn't have anybody to have to pass.
Yeah.
Yes. Very complimentary.
And not that he's not complimentary often, it's just we don't hear it on the radio often.
He did say that not cursing on the radio is harder than the G-forces he takes.
I think that's a fair thing to say, especially since like I always think too, like when he started to learn English, that's how he learned English, is like curse, like, you know, he's learning English from all these like engineers and mechanics who are just like cursing all the time. It's just like part of
the,
it's how he knows the language.
Yep. He had obviously a very strong race. First, you know, he got first time that he's gotten points in Japan. And as we said, he's having the season that I think all these other drivers want to have, which is just consistency.
Yeah.
He's getting into Q3. He's getting points. He's performing well. He's not putting a foot wrong. Like, people need to pay attention.
Yeah.
Lawrence Stroll, I would appreciate that.
Please.
Adopt him as your son. Just pretend.
I like Yuki's dad. And
yeah. No, but I'm just saying for
Lawrence, take him under your wing.
For him to then accept that, you know, we can have somebody else in the car that's not my son.
Yeah.
No hate to Lance.
Of course.
Logan then went into the barriers.
Yes, he did. All on his own.
Yikes. Yikes. Yep. Yikes.
Big yikes.
It's just...
And
I feel like now with every passing week, I just get more and more like just tense for them as a team. And it's just sad.
At least he was able to, like, at least he didn't DNF.
Yeah. At least.
It's the little victories, you guys.
I guess. I mean, sometimes it's better. Sometimes I feel like it's better if you DNF and then, like, you didn't. Is it better to DNF like Alex in the first lap or to come in last?
I don't know.
You know,
I guess when there's no points involved after 10th, then it's hard to say.
And then I loved the little battle at the very end between George and Oscar.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was good. George passed Oscar on that final lap to get, I think it was P7, P6, P7?
P7.
P7. So congratulations to George, and good job by him. Mm-hmm. Anything else from like the race specifically you wanted to touch on?
I don't know if it was like the chaos of the last race that I remember, whatever, but like, I don't think I ever recognized how just calm and polite Japanese fans are general. I mean, everyone was just sitting calmly, quietly. Oh, also, the video of the little boy who got on stage.
We'll
okay.
That, yeah.
Oh my God.
It's one of my.
Okay.
Things.
Great.
I love all like costumes that they wear. Like, how they dress up as certain, you know,
and like all the hats that they made. Yeah.
I think that would be a really fun race to go to, because I wouldn't feel scared for my well-being.
Yeah.
Like some other races where I'm just like, whoa, you know. Intense. A little scary sometimes.
I don't know if this light is like sunburning me or something. The top of my head like is burning. So
do you want to turn off the light?
No, I just keep touching my head. I felt like I had to bring it to like attention as to why.
Interesting. Loved seeing Max and Penelope.
Yeah, which during the podium celebration, was she the one yelling Max?
Yeah.
So cute.
And they like hugged after the race, and Max was asked about celebrating with Kelly and P, and Max said that Penelope asked why I retired in Australia, and I said, well, the car was on fire. I think Kelly is glad nothing happened today, otherwise she might feel as if she brings bad luck. Penelope would feel that way, because that was her first race.
Oh no.
Yeah. So
I was wondering, because when I saw her today, I was like, oh, I feel like we've never seen her, and that would be why.
Yeah.
Because there was no podium to celebrate for Max last time around.
Exactly. So happy for Penelope that she, you know,
yeah,
got to enjoy that moment.
Oh, and she's a good luck charm. And they were skiing in Japan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that what you
said? Did you tell me that?
No.
Oh, no. Crofty told me that.
Classic mix up.
Yeah. Sorry, I always forget where my sources come from.
Yeah, she's super cute.
Yeah, she's the sweetest.
I just thought that. Okay, so yeah, so I wanted to add a category called, it's a very creative title.
Nice.
Radio of the Day.
Wow.
Where we highlight a radio that we enjoy. And
I wish we could add in the, you know.
I know. Someday we'll have that. And this week it's Lance Stroll. And I feel like you agree. He said, quote, it's unbelievable. I can't do the voice. Do you want to do it?
No, you like almost had it. You almost nailed the unbelievable. I can't.
It's unbelievable. I can't do it. I'm just gonna
just read it.
It's unbelievable.
Read it in your Zoe voice.
How bad our speed is on the straight, man. Like, it's a different category. His voice goes up. I wrote voice crack.
Unhinged.
And I'm like,
and see, that's the duality of Lance Stroll. Hot during the red flag. Icky during the radio.
Is it? Are you slow on the straights? Because I'm looking at Fernando Alonso.
Well, he was.
He was.
Yeah.
Right. You know, Lance is kind of giving, this is totally only for Hannah only, but he's kind of giving Janko vibes.
Totally.
For those who don't know, Jason Tardik, former Bachelor contestant or Bachelorette contestant, confused, was at the Vegas GP last year and thought that Checo's name was Janko.
Or calls him Janko. Maybe him that's Janko, his own like, nickname for
and
him.
It disgusted us so much. Yeah. And it gave us, we couldn't believe that someone would say Janko with their full chest. Like,
it's a whole chest, you guys. Let's go, Janko! I was like, what? Like, he's a WWE wrestler or something.
It was terrible. So,
what an earnest man.
Oh, and, yeah. I'm not a huge fan of people that are super earnest.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard to relate. Really hard to relate. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get to our fan.
But weren't they, hold on, because weren't they saying that, I think Crofty told me this, but that the setup of the, like, that Fernando's car was set up more for qualifying, so that's why he was faster on the straights than Lance was? Is that a real thing? Oh, or
I don't know if he was, I don't know if that was why he was better on the straights. Mm. Perhaps so.
Perhaps.
Fan info. I'll share my fan first since you kind of already brought it up. But it was George Russell with the little boy. It was during like the fan forum thing.
The pep rally.
And he brought him up on stage and they did the little T pose together. And it was so cute. And I loved it.
It was just so sweet.
Yeah.
My fan is Bernie Collins. I love anytime I hear her voice. She's so relaxing. She's brilliant. She's so smart. But I don't know if the episode came out recently, but I saw the clips of her on the Fast and Curious podcast, which is hosted by Greg James from the BBC, who I love from the One Direction days. So I feel a kinship to him, even though he doesn't know who I am and I don't really listen to him ever. It was just interesting. The clip that I saw was her talking about when she was working for Aston Martin and that, like, basically, I don't think I understood this, but like one ear was information for Lance. The other ear was information about Sebastian Vettel. And it's just not talked about enough how impressive that job is, to like be so dialed in to two people and to like constantly be getting information in and to know that like, okay, if someone's over here, it's Lance. I feel like I don't know if she did left for Lance and right for Sebastian or something, but anyway, I just think she's really impressive and I'm really glad that we get to hear her talk a lot.
I think it was Lando maybe on a podcast, maybe last year or something. I could be wrong about who it was, but talking about how difficult it is to be a race engineer, specifically for a driver, because you're constantly getting information. You're getting information from all these different places. You're having to analyze data. You're having to relay information back to your driver. Keep it calm. What do they need to know? What do they not need to know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we often hear drivers get a little testy with their engineers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, stop talking to me, mm-hmm. or whatever, but the amount of stuff they have to juggle and deal with in a race is like so really impressive.
Yeah.
And they're all very, very, very smart.
Also, GP telling Max I told you so today was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
My foe is obviously the Daniel and Alex incident. Mm-hmm. They both have had, like, I wouldn't even say, I mean, maybe you could say Daniel's start has been bad. I don't even know if I would say it's been, like, bad. Like, his races have been fine. He just, like, hasn't qualified super well. So then it's, like, never putting him in the right position. Like, he's always starting off kind of on the back foot. But they both just have had, like, weird starts to their season. Mm-hmm. And I like, need them both to have a better, yeah, a better go.
Yeah.
And it just, you never want to see. I mean, obviously, anytime a driver has a bad crash that causes a red flag, that's never good. And I'm glad people did say, like, it's not funny, but
okay,
people were like, at least Daniel got through this with both of his wrists.
Honestly, fair.
And I'm like, I guess. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
So of course, like, that they're fine and safe and okay is all great, but it's not what you want.
Yeah.
Your foe?
So, as a person who lives most of her life on the side of delusion, mm-hmm, this happens to me a lot, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you. I know this has happened to you, but sometimes I have dreams about people and then I wake up with actual feelings for them, which I find really frustrating and difficult to deal with. So last night I had a spicy dream about Lewis Hamilton, and I woke up with a lot of romantic feelings towards Lewis Hamilton today, and it's probably going to last about 7 business days. And it's just really tricky when that happens because it's so obnoxious and, like, I know is stupid, but I also feel it with my full chest. So,
and for those who maybe don't know, like, you're not, you like Lewis fine, but you're, yeah, not like the biggest Lewis Hamilton fan.
No, I mean, he's obviously so beautiful and, like, I appreciate him a lot. Yeah, I mean, like, of all the people that I was gonna have a dream, yeah, about, that, yeah, was not on my bingo, right, card. And then I woke up having a massive crush on Lewis Hamilton with, like, real feelings because it felt really real. Well, and it was wild.
I mean, let's hope it stays.
You, yeah, we'll see.
The LH train.
I don't like having feelings about people that I don't know personally.
Yeah.
It's really overwhelming. And I don't like it. I don't like it.
Thank you for sharing that very vulnerable story.
Thank you for listening. It was a great dream, though.
I mean,
10 out of 10.
Dreams, yeah. Dreams are fun. So just a quick recap on our drivers for the week. You were very close to getting that Daniel point for his, if he had gotten into Q3, mm-hmm, very close. I was not close to getting anything at all.
Yeah.
So bummer, both of us 0 points this weekend. But that's okay.
We're going to bounce
back stronger. And let's draw for, I'm going to do a little.
Yeah, I told Zoe this earlier. I'm nervous that because I also, the last race I had Max and he DNF'd, so I'm hoping I haven't started some creepy trend.
Creepy.
Yeah, it's not creepy, but all right, let's see here. Okay.
You can't get Valtteri again.
For those who, I know, and for those who, I was drawing.
Or Daniel again, I mean.
I got Daniel.
Oh, redraw. Thank God.
I just want to leave it out so I don't draw it again on accident. I was like, whose name starts with a D? Daniel. Okay. I'm scared. Fernando.
Oh,
that's fun.
That is fun.
I'll keep this out while you draw. Drum roll. I can't do it. It just sounds like a helicopter.
Checo.
Oh, Clackers.
I think this is a good.
This is a fun combo.
This is a good matchup. Okay, let me write this down.
Nando and Clackers.
Nando and Clackers. Let me see here.
Chenko.
Chenko. Let's go, Chenko. I got it. Oh, here we are. F1 draft. All right. Daniel Valtteri. 0-0. Unfortunately, sad day. China. We've got Hannah with Fernando.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's a good one. And Zoe with Checo.
That should be a good one too for you.
Yeah. Hopefully. Let's hope, yeah, he continues the good trend.
Here's hoping.
Here's hoping. Okay.
We got some cues.
We have some cues.
My finger has lost circulation.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
Okay, someone messaged us. This wasn't in the FanAmp channel, but someone asked us to talk about, they're a new F1 fan, and they want us to talk about tire deg.
Ooh.
Which, you know, we're not like the experts on tire deg and all that stuff, but I guess the simplest way to talk about it is obviously three different compounds, soft, medium, hard, in the traditional, you know, non-wet tire options. And basically your soft tire is your quickest tire, but it's going to degrade the fastest. It's like, basically, if you think about it, it's like thickness of your tire. So like if your tire is super, super thick, it's going to take a lot longer to be quick, but it's going to last a lot longer. And so your soft tire is your fastest, but it's going to go away the fastest. Medium is in the middle, and then the hard is the hardest. And so when it comes to tire deg, they are basically trying to figure out how long can they go on these tires without them completely falling off. And that's why oftentimes you'll see in races, like if someone's on a hard tire and then another driver's coming through on a soft tire, like they're probably going to be able to pass the hard tire initially, but then if the soft falls away because of the tire deg, then the tire is like not good anymore, then the hard could pass them back. I know that's not a very good
experience. And the hotter the track, the quicker the tires deg. But to be totally honest with you, there's a lot of people on TikTok who explain this very well. Neha is one of them.
She is great at
She has a lot of good videos talking through actually a lot of the intricacies of like downforce, overtake, what's the other one?
Undercut?
Yes. And then tire deg. She's got a lot of good videos. But yeah, I'm definitely not the girl. Zoe did a great job, and I could not do better, literally.
I mean, yeah, it's and you'll often hear like people will be better on their tires than other drivers, and it's all about, and this is why like drivers, when they're in a race, and it depends so much on who's behind them, how far away is the person behind them, how close are they to the person in front of them, they will be easier on their tires in order to make their tires last longer. But if they're having to like race somebody or defend somebody, that they're going to eat up their tires much faster. So it's like you have to pick and choose, when is the time to like attack, when's the time to be more conservative. Are you doing a one stop, are you trying to do a one stop race? For example, Charles Leclerc was very good on his tires this weekend because he only changed them once, as opposed to other drivers who changed them twice, so he had to be a lot more conservative over the course of the race. Yeah, there's a lot of intricacies involved.
Indeed.
Someone also asked if we thought that Daniel was going to be in Formula One in 2025.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
I obviously, okay, I first of all think it's still too soon to tell for sure. But if it's continuing the way it's continuing now, no, he won't be. Because Liam's going to get a seat and Yuki's performing better than Daniel. So therefore, Daniel will not have a seat. But obviously, you know, we could be having a different conversation by June.
Yeah.
Things could turn around and be different. I think the difficult part is it's looking like neither of them. Yuki is not going to get the Red Bull seat. I don't think, right? That would be, if Yuki got the Red Bull seat, they could just bring Liam into Yuki's seat and then bada boom, bada bing. But if they're not going to promote Yuki to the Red Bull and they're going to either retain Checo or put somebody else in, which at this point I feel like, I don't know who they put in. Then it's Yuki and Daniel fighting out for one seat.
Yeah.
And if Yuki is consistently performing very well and Daniel is not, they're going to keep Yuki.
Yeah.
So I would say right now it's like 50-50 as to whether or not, something like that, maybe even less than that. And because people have been like, you know, how do you feel about it? And I mean, we've been through this before. Like, I actually enjoyed Formula One in a lot of ways, a lot more last season without him being in Formula One than I do now.
Less stress for you.
And it's just more like, it's just more fun. Like I have a good time. And so my feeling is it's kind of like win-win is a weird way of describing it. But like either he does well enough to get the seat for next year or he's not, he doesn't perform. Yeah. But then it's like, okay, that's fine. He will get a different person in, and I don't want him in Formula One if he's not performing well.
Agreed.
So
I just would feel bad if the year keeps going like this. It would make me sad that like that's how he goes out of the sport. So for all of our sakes, I hope that this luck is going to turn around soon and quickly.
Yeah, it would be tough for like, I don't know how much he cares about legacy or whatever, but it would be tough for his legacy.
I think, but most athletes have some sort of wanting to have one.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll have to wait and see. Again, you know, too early. And RB have luxury of time. They don't have to make any I feel like they're not going to make a decision until like September, October as to who gets that second seat or the other seat, because it's not like there's a ton of people that are like clamoring to get either of their drivers, aka I don't think anybody is at this point in time, and they're not at risk of like they can wait and fully evaluate the whole situation and see.
They have the luxury of time.
Exactly. Whereas other teams don't have that. So,
and neither does Carlos.
I feel like now I feel like Carlos is going to, I think Red Bull's going to re-sign Checo. I think Carlos is going to sign with Mercedes.
Oh, you do?
I do. And I think Fernando will stay with Aston Martin. And I know both Alpines, I think their contracts are both up. I think they'll end up re-signing. Maybe not, but I kind of feel like that's the way it's going to go. I think Ollie Bearman will replace, well, actually people are talking about Nico going to Audi.
Oh, okay.
And it being Nico and who is the other driver? I can't remember. Like, I don't know. I don't know that Joe's going to get re-signed.
Yeah.
I don't think Logan's going to get re-signed.
No.
So I think Ollie will get in. Obviously, Liam will get in. So I do think we'll see some rookies next year, which I think will be good because it's always fun to have some new people involved in the sport.
What are your thoughts? Will Buxton on the red flag said that he thinks, was it Ollie that he thought was going to Mercedes and then Carlos would go to Sauber? But I feel like it wasn't Ollie. It was someone else. It was another rookie though.
Kimi Antonelli.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. I think with Kimi, he's so young. He's 18. And I feel like it's more likely that I think he's going to test actually in the 2021 Mercedes coming up here soon. But I feel like it's more likely that he would take Logan's seat.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And then have like a couple years of getting, you know, himself acclimated and then go to Mercedes, which maybe is a reason why Carlos wouldn't want to go to Merck, because he's
just going to get the boot,
a stopgap, but it's also like, well, what if he outperforms George?
Yeah, right.
You know, it's more likely that he has a better chance at competing with George than he does with competing against Max. Though, would Aston Martin rather have Carlos Sainz than Fernando? Like, there's lots of things to consider here.
Curious.
So,
Tell me we have it.
That is that for today's show, Japanese GP recap. Make sure to stay tuned for our pyramid ranking that will come out tomorrow. We don't exactly know what we're going to do next week. We might have a special guest. We're figuring out next week's plans, but there will be an episode, so fear not. And then we've got China. We have China the same weekend. We have a new Taylor Swift album.
I keep forgetting about the new Taylor Swift
album. Which is going to be fantastic. She, not to side note it, but she came out. So basically, like, she has these five different versions, I think, of her album that she's putting out that are supposed to like represent the different stages of grief. So like denial, acceptance, blah, 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 blah. And she put out on Apple Music this past week, different playlists that accompany each stage of grief, and put her songs into these different categories. She put Lover in denial.
Whoa.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. Like, shots are about to be fired.
Wow, this is gonna be so good. Also, can I just say, as an Apple Music girl and not a Spotify girl, which I know is so polarizing, it makes me really happy that she's an Apple gal.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't get a lot over there.
No.
We have like a very lame version of Spotify Wrapped. It's not the same. They basically just send you a playlist of the songs you listen to the most. It's, I don't know. It isn't the same.
I definitely urge everyone, if you're a Taylor Swift fan, go and check out those individual ones and see what songs she's...
So she put her discography in these playlists.
In different playlists. And then I'm assuming...
It's a smart idea.
That once the album comes out, then those will go in the different playlists.
Oh, good.
But yeah.
Denial.
Lover in denial.
That is wild.
I know.
She's such...
It's crazy.
So brilliant.
It's crazy. So I'm here for the Joe Alwyn downfall. Mm-hmm. I've never been a fan. So
yeah. Two thumbs down. Respectfully.
not that we have to end with Joe Alwyn. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Speaking of Joe Alwyn, Taylor Swift pipeline, Jason Kelce was at WrestleMania. Oh. It's the best video I've ever seen. If you have any interest in that, I would check it out, because he just like hopped over. He just like really carried himself well at WrestleMania. So
I also want to just say a quick thank you to everyone who rated us on Spotify when I made my call. We're over 900. We're almost to 1,000. Goal to get to is to get to 1,000. If you haven't rated us on Spotify, please go ahead and do so we can get to that 1,000 mark. We'd really appreciate it. And also, if you haven't left us a review on Apple Podcasts, we'd also
love that.
Really appreciate that as well.
And even if you are a listener only friend, we're glad you're here. Don't go anywhere. But if you want to just get on YouTube one day and subscribe to the channel just for funsies.
Yep.
We'd love for you to do that.
We'd love it.
And we'd appreciate you so much.
Exactly. Thanks, guys, for listening. And we'll see you guys next week.
Enchanté.